Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Our Sunday worship through September is at 10 a.m. Our worship times, starting on October 6, are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45. Welcome to Monday Coffee with Jordan. In this short podcast, Jordan will share with you inspiration and hope to start off your new week, because we're all in this together. Hey, welcome to a new series called Monday Coffee with Jordan. I have my coffee here, and I thought I would sit down with all of you as you drink your morning coffee, and whether you're waiting for your kids to wake up, or you're out for a jog, or you're driving to work, maybe driving the kids to school, or maybe you're driving to school, I wanted to give you some words of hope and inspiration for the week ahead, because Mondays can be daunting. Mondays can be hard. We often are grumpy on Mondays because we just see the week ahead of us and all the work that has to be done and all the ways that we have to be present to others, and it feels overwhelming oftentimes. So I thought I might as well do this and give 5 minutes to you of things that give me hope and inspire me, and hopefully that gives you some hope and inspiration. Today I wanted to share with you a verse from Colossians 3, verse 23. And this is one of my favorite verses from the Bible. It says this: "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if working for the Lord and not for man." Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for man. This one is inspiring to me just for the fact that sometimes we get stuck in these modes of, especially work, like, what are we working towards? Who are we working for? Maybe some of you feel like you're just working to make somebody else more money. Maybe some of you don't feel appreciated at work. Maybe some of you are at home with the kids, and you oftentimes don't get the appreciation you deserve for raising children and all the hard work that goes into that. That we get overwhelmed, we feel neglected and hurt, and we don't know quite what to do with that. It all becomes pointless to us. But if we keep in mind that we are not only working for other human beings, other people, but we are also working at it for God, that all the things that we're doing in our life are somehow reflecting the image of God, the love of God to others, that is enough. So I encourage you this week to think about the things you are doing, that somehow in your actions that you are showing the love of God to others. That it's, you don't have to know everything about the Bible. You don't have to have a strong spirituality. But sometimes it's just simply your presence. That showing love, support to others is going to make a difference in someone's life. Maybe it's somebody at work. Maybe it's a friend who's going through a hard time. Maybe it's your child. There are so many ways where we can show up and be present for others in our lives. And so working at everything you do as if it's for God and not just for your boss, your supervisor, but somehow the things you are doing and working on are having an impact on others and in the kingdom of God. That is the inspiration and hope I want you to take this week as you take care of your families, as you go to work, as you live out your position in the kingdom of God and the restoration and reconciliation of all things. So have a good week, keep your head up, and we'll see you next week.